Hello and welcome to the programme. We're going to begin with a huge fire at a hotel in Cambodia that is still burning. There are reports that dozens of people are currently trapped inside. So far, we know 10 people have died in the blaze at the Grand Diamond Hotel and Casino in Phu Phi, which began early on Thursday. It's believed to have started on the ground floor before spreading quickly. Now, a number of the injured have been taken to hospital in neighbouring Thailand. Let's speak to Yin Si Um. He's a journalist in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. Thank you for joining the programme. What is your understanding of what is currently happening at this hotel and casino?
Well, according to the witnesses told me that there were last night about 11:30 p.m. local time. There was the cable or electronic explosions. And actually, there's at least a lot of people on the 18th floor. They were trapped there. And two or three people jumped from that, third floor or fourth floor. Two of them died, and the other one has broken the leg and arms. And apparently, there are two more still trapped in that floor. And now the Thai army and the Thai rescue workers, they are working around the clock to rescue those people who are apparently trapped on the 18th floor. They believe that at least another 53 of them were lost and die and still alive among the 53. And also the Cambodian senior official, deputy prime minister, were there, provincial governor were there, local police were there. They're trying to sort of waiting to see if there are any people on the 18th floor were still alive, and also still don't know how many more were trapped there.
We're just looking at pictures of the fire. I mean, it's clearly devastating. Do we have any understanding of exactly how it started, and also why it spread so quickly?
Because of the building was like in the middle of nowhere, kind of far from those the border, and there's not many local sort of fire truck close by. Only the Thai fire truck and the Thai ambulance, and also the Thai rescue worker coming from Thailand to Cambodian side. Only about 7K from the Thai to the Cambodian. So that's why the reason it spread so quickly, and the building's a bit old, and probably there's a lot of other gas for cooking or other sort of stuff to, not many close by water for rescue them from the fire. That's why it spread so quickly in this case.
Tell us a bit more about the location. I mean, you say it's on the border with Thailand. Was it popular with a lot of Thai people?
Yes, this casino was the border with Thailand, popular for a lot of Thai sort of casino. They come to play in the casino, and also some Cambodian, and now there's apparently the more Chinese as well. So the casino welcome for both foreigner, Thai and Chinese, and some Cambodian, but the Cambodian are work inside the casino. But more those people come to play are Thai and Chinese, actually, working there. But according to the local people, they say that there are more foreigners. They don't know which and how many of them yet. So they couldn't tell. They couldn't give the real figure. Those, the 10 people you hear before from the police, but actually there should be more, not only 10. Will be people die or trapped and lost the body there in the fire incidents.
I appreciate your time. Yeah. Yin Si, a journalist, speaking to us there from Phnom Penh.